At times when we are feeling down and we are unable to do what we want to do, it just takes a little something to get us out of our own way. Today, Jane Andrews explores the question, who rescues whom? This is A Walk in the Park.
My day was not going well. A few days ago, I was notified of my eligibility for my second booster shot, so I had it done knowing I had the next day off. Almost immediately, I had what they call injection site discomfort. Along with feeling weak and slightly feverish, I felt basically useless that next day. So I resigned to sitting and watching the birds. When I let our dog out in the backyard, she took special interest in something by the brick wall, and I spotted a bit of fur. With my good arm, I grabbed her collar and pulled her into the house. Upon inspection of the fur, either dead, alive, or somewhere in between, there in front of me was a baby bunny, very much alive, terrified by the dog, and subsequently, me. Grabbing my gardening gloves, my training as a wildlife rehabilitator years ago kicked in. Baby bunnies are notorious for dying from shock as a result of noise. Fortunately, this bunny was old enough to be on its own, but I still had to remember to stay silent. With some animals, they can handle human movement if we are silent, or noise if we don't move. But if humans move and make noise, fight or flight, or even worse, fright, can take over. It's a very delicate balance, and as weak as I was, I decided to sit and slowly begin triage of any possible injuries that my dog may have inflicted. At some point, the bunny figured out that I was not a predator and hopped inside my vest like a marsupial. It allowed me to check for injuries, stroke it lovingly, and even remove a tick as long as I stayed quiet. That's tough to do when I'm holding one of the most adorable creatures on Earth. Strictly business, when it felt comfortable enough to scamper up to my shoulder, that's when I knew it was time to set it free. And the next day, I saw it nibbling clover by the shed. It did not escape me. While I stayed focused on the care of this bunny, that was a gift. The one day I was down for the count, I could be down for the count with a baby bunny. I couldn't have imagined a better way to keep me occupied and focused on something of nature so amazing.
You've been listening to A Walk in the Park with Jane Andrews, broadcasting each week at this time. A Walk in the Park is brought to you by Wild Birds Unlimited on Route 2 in Warwick.